Welcome to the Pageantry Podcast.
And today's guest on the Pageantry Podcast is president and founder of My Big Movie Break, Mr. Jeff Vanderpoel. Good evening, Jeff. How are you today?
I'm well, Carl. How are you?
I am doing excellent. And I tell you, I'm excited to talk to you. This idea that you've come up with, this system for helping people achieve their dreams in the movie business, it's astounding. What is My Big Movie Break?
My Big Movie Break is just a new way for a lot of people who are dreamers. They're visionaries. They're trying to break into Hollywood, perhaps the most exclusive club in the entire world. It makes it challenging, to say the least, to get in. It's a way for the kid in Kansas and Idaho, England for that matter, to get into the movie business in front of the camera or behind the camera in a way no one's ever thought of before.
Why did you come up with this idea?
You know, it's funny, Carl. I'm all about the underdog. My favorite movies are movies like Rocky, It's a Wonderful Life, Forrest Gump, even Remember the Titans, Rudy. And all these movies have one common theme in common, and that is underdog, a guy who's battling odds that are just insurmountable, ultimately wins and carries the flag at the end of the day. And unfortunately, in the real world we live in, so many people give up on their dreams, and they've got great talent. And I sat with a wonderful actor, director, and Hollywood Bill Duke, who looked at me across the table as we were discussing the dynamics of this model. And he said to me, you know what, Jeff? He said, this town is filled with people who are more talented than Bill Duke, and you'll never hear from any of them. And the reason is Hollywood doesn't help those aspiring actors and actresses and cinematographers and directors. In fact, the system is set up so that it's almost impossible to make it. The odds of somebody becoming a feature film star who lives in Kansas, Nebraska, or New York are insurmountable against them. And our process model, our company, it's still a long shot, Carl, but it makes the odds incredibly, dimensionally better for that aspiring actor to be literally a leading man or a leading woman in a motion picture.
How long has My Big Movie Break been in the planning stage?
That's a great question. I've had several iterations. In fact, Project Greenlight, we believe, was sort of an offshoot of our first iteration in year 2000. So I guess the right answer would be about 12 years.
Well, that's amazing. And, of course, it's all now coming to fruition. Again, it's a very exciting concept. But aside from actors and talent, those are an obvious choice for those who want to become involved with My Big Movie Break. But what about the industry support people like the makeup artists, the hairdressers, the grips, the gaffers? You know, there's a lot of people that work behind the camera. Is this just for those in front of the camera, or is it for also those people who want a career in movies behind the camera?
Yeah, you hit it on the head. This is absolutely for anyone who's got any appetite in any niche at all, even the scriptwriter. I mean, let's think of it in terms of the foundation. You've got nothing without a story. Somebody's writing those stories, and maybe there's some great Forrest Gump stories out there that have never been told. We want those scriptwriters. We want the cinematographer, the wannabe director who wants to direct his first film, who's possibly the next Spielberg, who knows. Every single avenue of every niche department you can think of in a feature film, we're picking from the audience, assuming there's some talent. Obviously, you can't pick somebody to direct a film if there's no talent in the past that proves they can actually direct a film. But we're going to give somebody who's got the appropriate talent, to your point, whether it's makeup and artistry, whether it's a stuntman, whether it's someone who's interested in holding a camera, every single niche will be explored, investigated, scrubbed like it would in a real feature film, and we'll give them a real shot based upon subjectivity. It's not a lottery. We're literally scrubbing them, and that goes for every single department in every single film we'll ever do.
Yeah, and you brought up a great point here just a second ago, speaking about directors. Now, of course, this is a new concept, and we've had many conversations over a few months, and some of the questions I've had and a lot of our listeners, our readers, a lot of those within the glamour lifestyle industry will have is, okay, you're going to choose me as a director. Do not they work with directors that are already founded within the industry, almost like an apprenticeship?
Yeah, that's correct. Making a feature film is the incredible cluster of all time if you're dealing with people who know what they're doing. So it would be literally impossible to do a feature film if we took everybody from the audience and didn't marry them into veterans who know what they're doing at various stages. So if you're going to be the director, if you will, of our feature film, perhaps a better word might be you're the disciple director to our veteran mentor director. We're going to give you the credit. The guy from the industry is not going to get the credit. And you're going to work hand in hand with a veteran director who's going to teach you things you didn't learn in director school. But we have to pick somebody from Hollywood who's been down that road before, because it's such a tremendous undertaking. We can't take the risk to produce a true feature film with a rookie director straight out of art school.
And I know we'll go through some of those names here in a little bit. What's the premise of My Big Movie Break? Is it a club, an association?
Yeah, it's an association. It's a methodology. It's a club of a different sort. It's where everybody who's got any interest in any capacity to be in a feature film at all is going to come aboard and say, look, I want a chance. I'm a great writer. I think my script will make a great movie. Here's my $50 registration fee. Please accept my script and make it into a feature film and launch my career. I'm a great director. I've proven it with all my accolades in school. Nobody will give me a shot to direct a feature film. Here's my resume. Here's my reels that prove I know what I'm doing. Let me be the director of your first feature film, and so on.
I'm a great makeup artist. I'm a great wardrobist. I'm a great designer, etc.
That's right. We actually have a makeup guy, to give you an example, in that particular niche, who did the makeup on the set of 300. He was in charge of the entire budget. There was a $5 million budget, Carl, can you believe that, for the movie 300 just for makeup. And our guy, if I can use those words that way, he basically spearheaded that entire department. So we have people already representing each and every niche that you can imagine that are the quote-unquote experts in that niche in the film industry.
And you stole my thunder a little bit. So it's an association. They just register, and there's on the website, and we'll go into that in a little bit also. And they register, and it's not expensive to join.
It's only $50 for the first 2,500 registrants. We want to entice them, motivate them. We want to get our first film produced as quickly as possible and set the stage for film 2, 3, and 4 and give more aspiring wannabes a chance to really make it in Hollywood. And the next 17,500 registrants will be paying $99.
Now, why would somebody, anybody, want to pay money to do this?
Well, there's simply no other methodology like it around. And if you study the odds, your odds are in each particular category. So if you have 500 people who submitted the opportunity to be the makeup person for a feature film, your odds of being chosen, assuming you have some talent in that area, are 1 in 500. Mm-hmm. That's not bad odds, considering for $99, if you're coming in after the first 2,500 registrants, you got a 1 in 500 chance to being the makeup person on a feature film and in charge of that department. That's pretty cool.
Are they able to get this benefit anywhere else?
No, this benefit does not exist anywhere else. Of course, you're going to hear a lot of casting companies tell you that they can put you in a film as a leading man, leading actress. There's no website that even begins to promote the concept of you getting your script made into a true feature film, being the director of the feature film, being the makeup person picked for it. That part doesn't exist. And many casting companies will say, come send us your resume, your bio, and we'll throw you in a movie. Mm-hmm. That's way different than what we're saying. Mm-hmm. We're literally picking from the crowd, God willing, the next Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, and it doesn't have to be that, because who knows? We might be doing something like The Hunchback of Notre Dame that requires somebody that is a Quasimodo. Mm-hmm. Whatever our script calls for, those characters will be picked from our audience, and it will be their opportunity to launch their career by being in their first feature film.
Do you think this really will launch somebody's career?
Absolutely. If somebody has talent and they're from Kansas, how fantastic is this platform? It gives them the chance. Remember what I said earlier, Carl. This is all about marrying rookies to veterans, because it's too challenging to do it without the help of veterans. To that point, we've got some stars and pending scheduling conflicts through our contacts. Many of them have agreed to come aboard. We can't throw out a lot of names at this point, unfortunately, but they are names that will resonate with the public. They are names that will be pulled in from the international distributor markets that will attract people to our feature films. And our guy from Kansas, our woman from Idaho, will be working alongside these celebrities on their first feature film.
I'm excited. I'm in. I'm going to invest $49, $50 in myself. What's the process? I enter my fee, I send you a script, I submit samples of my makeup. What's the process?
The process is you'll be directed to our website, www.mybigmoviebreak.com, and you'll simply register in whatever niche you're doing. You can register for two separate niches if you like, although if you're selected, you'll only be allowed to participate in one, because we want to give more people the opportunity. Or you can register yourself twice in the same niche. So you can try to be the director and try to be the leading woman, if you will. And if you were by chance selected for both, you could only have one category. Once you are selected, just like any feature film, we're going to pay you. We're going to put your name in lights, give you room and board, fly you to where we're filming. Right now, the chances are we'll be filming in either Louisiana or Canada, as the incentives production value-wise are so very high to incentivize us to film in those two locations.
Mm-hmm. So you're going through the submissions. You find 10 people, 10 girls, 10 talents who look the part, and you decide to include them all. Do you pay their way to the set and pay them while they're working? How does that work?
Yes, we do. If you're picked as a leading man, leading actress, leading category type registrant, you would be paid. Now, if there's co-stars involved, because we might end up picking 100 different people, there's a scene of you walking out of an elevator and making a few comments, and that's on screen. Obviously, we can't afford to fly in 100 different people from all over the world, potentially, if they're only giving up one line, two lines. That will be your call to accept or not accept. Once you get to our location, you'll be fed. There will be room and board. But we only pay all the expenses for the main categories and leading man, leading actress, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just unbelievable, Jeff. How can someone use this experience on set, My Big Movie Break, they're on a feature film, how can it even better their resume?
Well, just like any feature film, we're going to have people in the industry who are going to study the resumes of the people who are submitting for whatever category it is, and then those submissions will be scrubbed accordingly, and we'll funnel them down. So if maybe there's 1,000 submissions for director, we'll end up looking at all those different reels for director submissions and funnel it down to maybe 3, 4, or 5. And our thought was, for interactivity purposes, let the actual audience pick the final winner, i.e. American Idol meets My Big Movie Break, and let the audience vote and make the final selection. How can this help someone's career? In so many different ways. Almost certainly our rookie will have never been involved in a feature film before. Almost certainly he will never have worked with true veterans from the industry who've been around 20 or 30 years, with true celebrities whose names will resonate with Hollywood. All of these things are first-in-line experiences that will literally launch his or her movie career.
So we've got, from My Big Movie Break, our pool of applicants. We've got on-screen, off-screen, directors, scriptwriters, everybody's chosen. Now, the movie's made. What happens if it's a smash, or it's a bomb? What happens next?
Well, we believe the PR, Carl, attached to our first film will be so significant, since it's never been done this way before, ever. We've hired a PR company that will be hopefully getting us on a lot of shows, internet-wise, TV-wise, radio-wise, that you will have been very familiar with. The word will be so significant that we'll have concurrently multiple other movies being made at the same time. We're going to do our best to make sure that first film is a smash, of course. We want production value to be high. We don't want Hollywood to sneer at us and go, you know, what a joke, because they're going to look at us as the outsider coming in, because we're doing it in a way that's never been done.
But you also have Hollywood insiders, correct?
Oh, of course we do. And here's what's interesting, Carl. The individuals that make up Hollywood so far that I've talked to, and I can certainly throw some names out because I'm not suggesting they're a part of us yet, but they have applauded the model, to say the least. People like Bill Duke and Stan Shaw and Hill Harper have been listening to me, and they like what they hear very, very much. Michael Ironside, Eric Roberts, individuals we've approached so far to explain the business model, our purpose to really help the underdog out there, they've come back with accolades. I think, just my opinion, that because what we offer is so different, so unique, so alien to the methodology of Hollywood, that the community of Hollywood, because the institution of Hollywood is not going to accept us arms wide open, and they're going to sneer at us to be sure, which is why we're so emphatic that our first film is a success, mm-hmm, and does resonate with the public.
Mm-hmm. And going back to your talent pool, Will someone be able to have the opportunity to be picked more than once?
You know, that is a great question. I would like to think probably not, only because, remember, the real purpose of our website and our company is to help underdogs. And if you've been picked and you're now, and when I say it that way, I need to disclaim a moment, if I may, perhaps from the front of the camera to the back. If you're great at makeup, we're going to keep you in the game. We're going to use you again and again. So from that perspective, yes. But as far as anybody in front of the screen goes, we want to give as many people as possible a chance to show their talents to the world. We're not going to pick you to be the leading man. But let me say this, if you're great, if your talent resonates with the world, you'll have so many offers out there after the first film. You're not going to need us. You're going to be on your way.
Right. And you mentioned names like Bill Duke. A lot of people will remember him from, if I'm not mistaken, Predator.
That's right. That's right. Bill's a great guy. He's become a wonderful director. He's a fixture in Hollywood. He's been around a long, long time, seen a lot of things. And what makes him excited about the business model is, can you really and truly help underdogs? Because he's seen it all. He told me that as we sat down together. He said, Jeff, I've seen so many different models that promise greatness, and the little guy just gets hurt. Mm-hmm. If you can really help the little guy, I want to be involved in something that really helps people and doesn't just promise a lot of nonsense and doesn't deliver. We're here to do that.
Okay.
And perhaps, Bill, we haven't convinced Bill to join us yet. I want to be clear, although he stands on the sideline applauding our activity and saying, go get him, buddy. Prove to me you're real. And then hopefully, God willing, Bill will embrace our model and join us as one of us as we strive to help underdogs everywhere.
And of course, Michael Ironside, a wonderful director, character actor. Eric Roberts, a lot of people know him as the brother of Julia Roberts.
That's right. In fact, I'll be speaking with his wife, and I believe he'll be on the phone as well later this evening. We want them to be a much bigger part than simply saying it's a great model, it helps out the underdogs, we applaud the model. We want celebrities like that to rally around the flag to help all the underdogs out there who are trying. They're aspiring actors, actresses, makeup artists, directors, writers, perhaps even producers, you name it. There has to be a better way than Hollywood's way. Here's a statistic that Stan Shaw told me, and you may find it interesting, Carl, because it blew me away. There's about 500,000 people in SAG. Stan said that about 80% of those 500,000 people make nothing. Of the 20% left, he said about 5% of those make over $25,000 a year. And that tells me that a very small number of people working in Hollywood are actually making any money at all. Of course, we know all the big names making the many, many millions. What that says to you and I is that hundreds of thousands of people are parking cars and serving drinks and serving food and trying to break into an industry. It doesn't help a lot. It has barriers set up. It's exclusive, and it likes exclusivity. And this model breaks down those exclusivity walls like no model ever has before.
Now, okay, we're all excited. We're ready to do it. We've made the film. One of us hits it big. One hits it lucky. What happens to the relationship with My Big Movie Break if someone does become a celebrity?
My Big Movie Break is not a not-for-profit. We have created a lot of different ways to make money while we serve the public at hand and make their lives better. One of the ways we do that is by representing the talent. So if we discovered the next Brad Pitt or Julia Roberts, then we get the luxury and the privilege of representing them on the next X number of films as we steer their career to greatness, and rightly so.
Talking about the celebrities, and a lot of them are cheering from the sidelines now. We've talked before, a lot of them, and a few of them that we all know are ready to put their name on the proverbial dotted line and say, we're going to sign on as director, we're doing this. Why would a celebrity risk their name, their brand on this?
It's a great question. I had the conversation with Hill Harper. I had the conversation with Bill Duke. Both of them said to me the most important thing to them ever is their brand. And to present a product or a service that doesn't really do what it says it's going to do and run the risk of hurting that brand means everything to them. But I think the answer also, in this case, I'm going to have to cite Bill Duke. Bill said to me, if you can really help the underdogs, if you can really show them that this way is a way for them to make their career dreams happen, then you will have achieved something that will make celebrities all over the world come to you, because they want to be involved in something that's goodwill, that's giving back. Society has been so good to them. The fan base has made them so incredibly wealthy and powerful. Many of them, not all of them, but many, Carl, will give back to society and feel like, you know what, this really is helping out people. I see feature films being made and careers being launched, and I want to be a part of that too.
In a perfect world, what do you see happening to my big movie break within the next 5 years?
Well, buddy, in a perfect world, that's a great one. Well, I would love to see a million registrants come in. That means we're doing 50 feature films. That means if each feature film can employ 200 to 300 people in front of and behind the camera, we're employing north of 10,000 to 15,000 people. We're launching dozens of careers, giving people paychecks and hope to their aspirations. So that's my goal, to be as macro as we can to the offer, so that more and more people get a real chance, a real shot. Remember how it works. Each category has X number of people who are vying to be in that category. So if there's 500 people, your odds are 1 in 500. If there are 4,000 people, your odds are 1 in 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
We think the odds are reasonable enough that if you've really got talent in whatever category you're fighting for, this platform is for you. If you have no talent in makeup, you know, please don't apply in the makeup department, because you're going to be going up against people, and that's their dream. Just like our friend who runs the makeup set for 300, that's his dream. That's all he wants to do.
Can I register, join on more than one film? Is that the possibility?
Absolutely, you can. Remember, if we picked you in front of the camera, and this is subjective, we are open to change our minds, so to speak, on this. We can, you know, certainly pick you for more than one film in front of the camera, although we're predisposed not to, to simply offer the opportunity to more people. Mm-hmm. Behind-the-scenes people, we want to marry ourselves to a real team that's going to be consistent, that's going to be great, that's going to stay with us, because hopefully we're doing so many films, the opportunities are so broad, we need a multitude of people, Carl, to sit behind that camera and do the 200 to 300 positions required to make a feature film a reality.
I think I'm going to join. I'd love to be in front of the camera, not just behind the microphone. So I'm ready. So I'm going to go to the website first, and it's mybigmoviebreak.com. Again, that's mybigmoviebreak.com, correct?
That is correct. And one last thing, Carl, we neglected to mention, we're going to be doing a reality TV show on the movie. Once we break 10,000 registrants, once we hit that line, we will begin our first episode of the reality TV show. More jobs, more opportunities, more open exposure, if you will, for our registrants out there. And we're excited about that. We want to show the world, here's how a movie is really made. Here's how a script is picked. Here's how the casting is picked in front of the camera, behind the camera. All those elements will be exposed, and we're excited about that, too.
So, again, to reiterate, in front of the camera, all the talent, all the support behind the camera. This is for everybody. This is for anyone who ever has had a dream, an aspiration, a goal to be in the entertainment industry. This is their chance.
This is their chance. This is the time. This is a way for somebody who has talent, who feels like these doors are closed. How do I get an agent to represent me? I got to tell you a quick story. I wrote a script. It's called The Billionaire. I like it. I think it's great, and someday I'll produce it. It's a cross between Wall Street meets Regarding Henry. And I sent it, not knowing how to get it produced, to several different name actors about 20, 25 years ago, and it ended up in the trash can. And how do we get ourselves true representation if we've got a good script, and I walked around Hollywood, and I knocked on doors, and it didn't go anywhere? And I actually flew out to L.A., and I spent a lot of my time and a lot of my money, certainly more than $50, certainly more than $99, and today that script still resides with me. Mm-hmm. And I'll bet you, Carl, there's a lot of script writers listening today who have a great script, and they say, yeah, but how do I get it made into a film? If it's that great, send it to us. Send us that treatment. Send us that script. We want to produce the next great script.
And again, with the context, obviously, you've made many. You've mentioned several of them today. And again, I think the name says it all, mybigmoviebreak.com. Jeff, is there anything else you'd like to leave with our readers and listeners today?
Yeah, the only last thing I would add, Carl, is that nothing is guaranteed, and certainly not in the entertainment business. It's one of the toughest industries in the world to break into. I would simply say to everybody listening, if they're really serious about their entertainment career in whatever niche it is, ours is also not a guaranteed tool for success. But it's one more tool in their toolbox that they should employ and deploy. And maybe with our tool and 19 others and being persistent and determined and never, ever giving up, they will make it. And the person listening to us right now in Kansas or in England or in Nebraska or wherever is going to be the next person in front of the camera or the next great director. It takes persistence because a lot of the greats we all see on our screen went through a whole lot nobody knows about to get where they are today. This is one tool, but it's a good tool. It's real. And it requires somebody to be proactive and get out there and show us your stuff. We'll scrub it, and if you're that good and you're going to go up against people in your category, guess what? You've got a real chance to make it on this end.
Again, I think it's an exciting concept. I commend you on the model that you've come up with, again, with all the names that are behind it. I know it'll be a success. And again, today's special guest on the Pageantry Podcast has been founder and president of My Big Movie Break, Mr. Jeff Vanderpoel. Jeff, thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you so much, Carl. It's a real pleasure. I really enjoyed it. God bless you. Thank you.